email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yesterday we spoke to Angie about the Odyssey, a luxury cruise ship which has been stranded in Belfast for 4 months. And she told us that following long-awaited repair works, it finally set sail last night, to everyone's delight. But less than 12 hours later, it had to come all the way back. And Angie is back on the line. Good afternoon again, Angie.
Hi, how are you?
I thought you'd be off on your voyage around the world for 15 years, yourself and Jan getting married next April after meeting. But are you back in Belfast now, or are you anchored somewhere out in the North Sea?
We are actually anchored out at sea, just outside of Belfast.
Right. So I'll just remind people, this is a first of its kind type cruise ship where Angie and other people bought villas on the ship, and they're going to live on the ship for the next 15 years guaranteed as the ship goes around the world again and again and again. Angie's told us yesterday about how she met Jan, and they're now getting married on the ship in April. So what have you heard from the people, Angie? What's going on?
We have just heard that we were told yesterday before we left that they had a little bit more of an administrative paperwork to complete today. So we anticipate either tonight or tomorrow morning that we will have that wrapped up and we should be out sailing the seas.
Now, they've been in Belfast for 4 months and then they got out a bit and then they realised they hadn't got some paperwork done. Is that the way it happened?
Yeah, they just had so much to complete in such a short period of time that I think that it just got a time crunch on the last little bit of information that they needed. They had so much testing that they did right up until the day that we left and so many certificates to get that, you definitely can't hurry up some of the agencies that are working with us. So that's all we're waiting on.
And how was that announced on board, Angie?
Well, it was more announced last night before we left to board on the cruise ship. Everyone was made aware that we would be going back to Belfast. I'm not sure everybody heard it, but they did make an announcement last night. So
okay,
and then this afternoon, actually, our director did make an announcement that we'd be heading into Belfast and shoving off tonight.
Okay.
To sleep out at sea or hopefully set sail.
And what's the atmosphere like on board?
Oh, it's pretty positive. Everybody seems to just be happy that we're on board and we have our rooms and we have great food and good entertainment happening. So the mass majority of the people are pretty excited just to be back on the ship. We sure have missed it.
Yeah. And is there any sort of negative vibes, as they call them, at all?
Oh, I think you're always going to have a couple of disappointed people that you're not setting sail right away. But I think that most people understand that this has been a very long, hard process for Mike and Kathy. And they've definitely tried to get things done and squared away as quickly as possible. But like I said, you can't always control some of the other agencies involved.
And Mike and Kathy, are they the owners or the organizers?
They're the owners.
Aha. So it's their vision.
It is their vision. This is, and it's their vision to make all of our dreams come true traveling the world. So that's pretty, we support them 100% and know that they're doing their best. And I think they've just done a spectacular job in the short amount of time that they had to get this going.
Yeah. Remind us, how many countries will you be visiting?
147.
How many ports?
420 or 25.
And it takes 3.5 years to go around the world. Is that it?
It sure does. Right. A little over 110 tropical islands as well.
Wow. It does sound like you will be eventually living the dream.
That has already started. We just haven't gotten as far as we thought. That dream has already started for sure. And hey, I would like you to meet Gian. I have him sitting here.
We talked to him. Yes. We don't have much time. Hey, John.
Hey, good to meet you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Angie told us your beautiful love story yesterday.
She told you I was a beautiful man, but yes, it's very exciting. We're living our dream.
So I suppose we've a very short time here, but seeing as we asked Angie yesterday why she fell for you, we better ask you the same question. Why did you fall for Angie?
Well, you know, bottom line is we're just completely compatible and everything. She's a beautiful woman as well, which is just the icing on the cake.
Ah, right. There you go. And she said you're a true gentleman. Well, listen, I hope you have the most wonderful life together, the two of you sailing around the world. Thanks, Jan. Thanks, Angie. Bon voyage.
Thank you.
Bon voyage.
It was a
Good luck
pleasure
to see you.
talking to
Bye,
you
bye,
again.
bye. Derry Farrell's back with us. Have you ever been on a cruise, Derry?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, fantastic.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, well, the bits I can remember, yeah.
You're going to sing us out. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing a bit of the Craig and White Hare for you, right? Seeing as it's the 1st of October.
Brilliant.
And White Rabbits, White Rabbits, White Rabbits. So here we go. Right? In the lowlands of Craigan there lives a white hare, as swift as the swallow that flies through the air.